Maurice, when you wrote the book, The Mayan Prophecies, what got you to key in on the Mayans? What was the interest there?
I was working at Cranfield University at the time in 1989, and I had calculated the sunspot cycle on the computer. And this had taken me many years to figure it all out. And in order to calculate it, I had to figure out a new way of calculus, which I call rotational differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
Using this method and the highest powered computer in the UK at that time at the university, I got one of my colleagues to write an algorithm, a program if you like, to put into the computer where we could put the solar variables into the computer and ask it to predict what would happen in the future, and indeed to print out a behavior of the interaction of the magnetic fields of the sun in regard to the Earth. And the computer ran for a few weeks, actually, and we got the print out, and I realized that the sun's neutral sheet, that's the equatorial region of the sun, twists direction every 3,740 years. And in days, that was 1,366,040 days. And I was just happened to be reading a book on the Mayas, and I came across one of their treasured artifacts, which was a sun shield, a mosaic sun shield, which was the archaeologist discovered in Monte Olban about 50 years ago. This sun shield is about 8 inches across, and it was blue turquoise mosaic pattern, and it had 85 loops on the outside, so it looked like a sun with sunspot loops, magnetic loops.
Mm-hmm.
And then going through the sun, there were four arrows. And then hanging off this disc, there were 11 pendants, like teardrops. And I just, playing around with the numbers, I multiplied the four arrows by the 11 pendants by the 85 loops. And I came out with 3,740, the exact same number that had come out of my computer printout. So I thought, well, clearly the Mayas were aware of this number, which I've just calculated. So they must have understood that the sun has two magnetic fields, one around the equator.
How'd they do it, though? They didn't have that kind of program you had for this high-speed computer.
They certainly didn't. And I was perplexed for a couple of years trying to figure out how an ancient civilization could have been so intelligent. But this led me onto a whole new area of research in answering that question. And that really was mind-blowing, because I was scratching my head really for 2 or 3 years trying to figure out how an ancient people who lived in the jungle could possibly have known these figures. And then I realized, one day I just realized that I'd been making a mistake. The mistake I'd made was quite simple and quite forgivable, really. For example, if we go back to Judea, or Israel, if you like, in 2,000 years ago, what I was suggesting was that everybody, to use an analogy now, my mindset had got into a sort of loop which was trying to suggest that everybody in Israel 2,000 years ago could turn water into wine, that everybody could turn could heal the sick with the bare hands, that everybody could walk on the water. When, of course, once that thought went through my head, I realized how ludicrous it was. And, of course, there was a miracle maker in Judea 2,000 years ago, and that was Jesus. And he was capable of miracles. But the local people at the time were not very clever. They were just ordinary human beings. But Jesus was one miracle maker in that civilization at that time. Now, using that analogy, I use the same reasoning with the Maya civilization. Could it be that the Mayas themselves weren't brilliant, but one miracle maker walked among them, teaching them this super knowledge? And once I'd got onto that way of thinking and started to decode all of the Maya treasures, which contains secret information about the sun, all of the scientific knowledge we now know today, that's when I was able to start bringing a complete picture together of exactly what's been going on with these civilizations all over the world at different times throughout our history. And that's when I realized that the leader of the Mayas, Lord Peikau, as he was called, in 750 AD, was a superhuman being, a miracle maker, who came to Earth to teach mankind at that time the higher orders of spirituality, just like Jesus did during his time.
Now, when you say he came to Earth, how did he come to Earth?
Well, in the same way that Jesus came to earth, as far as we know, the story is the same. We know the story is the same because the story has been written down for us in pictures in these treasures of the Mayas. And the secret pictures, which can be seen on my website, www.morriscottrell.com, we can see these pictures as we overlay one treasure on itself. We get a video starts to come out, and the pictures tell us that Lord Peikhao was born through an immaculate conception. He was known as the twins. Now, the twins is a metaphor which describes the planet Venus, the planet of love. And the reason all ancient civilizations referred to the planet Venus as the twins is because sometimes when we look at the sun, Venus appears on the left-hand side of the sun. But 292 days later, as Venus goes around the sun, and we look at the sun, we can see Venus on the right-hand side of the sun.
But Morris, what are the odds of two distinct civilizations having their, I don't want to say their, all right, we'll say their spiritual leader, born the same way?
Oh, the so-called coincidences get more and more and more. And it's just all mind-blowing, and it becomes quite wonderful. Once we start to get a picture, it becomes absolutely beautiful. You can see the beauty in it. As you said, the odds for that happening were just inadmissible in my way of thinking. Therefore, it had to be more than coincidence. It had to be contrived.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be a link between these two characters, Jesus and Lord Peikhao. And as I decoded more and more pictures from the Maya treasures, we were told that Lord Peikhao was known as Venus, the morning star and the evening star. And, of course, Jesus was also known as Venus. Virtually the last paragraph in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, tells us that Jesus says, as St. John the Divine is having his revelation, in St. John's revelation, Jesus says, I am the son of David. I am the root of David. Excuse me. He comes from the long lineage. I am the root of David and the bright and morning star. In other words, he was the bright evening star and the morning star, the morning and the evening star. He was the twin planet Venus.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Bible, Jesus tells us he was born through an immaculate conception and that he was Venus. In the pictures of the Maya, Lord Peikhao tells us that he was born through an immaculate conception and that he was Venus. And the parallels go on and on and on. Once we start looking at the parallels, if we look at the mural of Bonham Pack, for example, which is a painting on a wall in the jungle of Mexico, and it's a fascinating series of paintings, the murals all over the walls of the temple. And they were discovered by an American conscientious objector, Carlos Frey, just after the Second World War.
Okay.
He ran off to the jungles of Central America to escape the American authorities. And he married a Lacandon Indian girl. And he became very involved with the local Mayas, and they showed him these secret temples in the jungle. And these brightly painted murals covered the walls and the ceilings. Ostensibly, the paintings showed warlike scenes, very barbaric scenes. And it was those paintings in the mid-50s of the last century, the 20th century, that persuaded archaeologists that the Mayas were bloodthirsty barbarians. But what I've discovered is that it's the exact opposite, that the pictures only show half the information.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to decode the pictures, and then they don't show scenes of war, they actually show scenes of love.